South Korea shocked by abuse of marriage migrants. A horrific video purportedly showed a South Korean man beating his Vietnamese wife in front of a child has ignited outrage over the abuse of foreign women in the country. The 36-year-old man was arrested on Saturday, and the woman involved has been moved to a women's shelter with her young son. The video has shed light on the vulnerability of foreign women who marry South Koreans, sometimes finding themselves at the mercy of abusive spouses who rarely face the force of the law. Last year, a survey of 920 foreign wives in South Korea by the National Human Rights Commission found that 42% had suffered domestic violence and 68% had experienced unwanted sexual advances. You're not in Vietnam. The footage posted on Facebook, but since taken down, shows the man slapping and kicking the woman, repeatedly punching her in the head and stomach while she cowers. "Didn't I tell you that you're not in Vietnam?" he shouts. Local media said the victim had managed to film the assault by hiding her mobile phone in a nappy bag in her home in Yeongnam, South Jeolla province. She suffered broken ribs in the attack. A 2-year-old boy, apparently their son, is seen at the video crying by the woman's side at their husband's mercy. Although a high number of foreign women experience domestic abuse, few report it to the authority, and advocacy groups say there are clear reasons why. In the worst-case scenario, South Korean husbands and their families deliberately refrain from helping their migrant wives obtain citizenship or visa status. Kang Hyang-suk, a director of Women Migrants Human Rights Center in Daegu, told the BBC Korean service, "So for a foreign wife to report abuse and upset her husband is tantamount to giving up her Korean dream. It makes her already vulnerable status even weaker. If she happens to have kids, the move would also mean never seeing them again." There is also a tendency in South Korea to treat domestic violence as a family matter. Of reported domestic violence cases of only the past 5 years, only 13% saw arrests. 8.5% resulted in an indictment, and just 0.9% drew an actual prison sentence. Last year, a series of women were murdered after suffering lengthy and reported abuse from their husbands, shocking South Korea. After one murder, the daughter of the victim posted an online petition seeking capital punishment for the father who had stabbed her mother. She said her father had openly declared, "I can kill her and be a free man," just after a 6-month jail sentence. In November 2018, the Gender Equality Ministry, Justice Ministry, and police responded with a series of stricter measures against domestic violence, including tougher penalties for people who violate restraining orders. But many of these measures need to pass Parliament's legislation process, and that is yet to happen. What's driving international marriages? In South Korea, both men and women are faced with social pressure to get married, but it's not always easy, especially in the countryside where many women leave to find jobs in cities. In the 1990s, the trend prompted a boom in men marrying foreign women, which has since spread in urban areas. Some local government, keen to raise flagging population rates, even provide subsidies to Korean men who bring home a bride from overseas. Vietnamese women make up the biggest percentage of foreign wives in South Korea at 28%. 2017 figures from Statistics Korea show. South Korea's rapid economic development has made it an enticing prospect. And in exchange for a higher standard of living, some women in their early or mid-20s are prepared to marry near strangers who are on average around 18 years their senior. They may have friends who have moved to South Korea and report being happily married, and some are enticed by the vision of Seoul presented in Korean films and TV shows which are popular across Vietnam. Such marriages should be arranged through specialist international matchmakers, but the use of these agencies has fallen in recent years. In 2010, a 20-year-old Vietnamese bride named Thach Thai Hoang Ngoc was beaten and stabbed to death by her 47-year-old husband 8 days after arriving in Korea. Her husband, it transpired, has a history of schizophrenia that had not been disclosed to his wife. In a radio addressed to the nation, South Korea's then president Lee Myung-bak offered his deepest sympathy to her family. He said her last words to her father had been, "I will leave happily." This mistreatment of migrant wives has also been a running topic for bilateral diplomacy. In 2017, the then president of Vietnam, formerly as the South Korean ambassador in Vietnam to help Korean men treat Vietnamese wives well. And last year, South Korean congressman was lambasted by a women's rights activist after telling a Vietnamese counterpart that South Korean men prefer Vietnamese women.